We head from Washington now to Montpelier, where Vermont lawmakers are on the Senate floor at this hour debating the pros and cons of the budget and tax bills. But the results of today's votes won't come close to settling those issues. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, 11th-hour intervention from the governor's office has now reignited a months-old debate over taxing and spending.
Late Monday night, the Senate Committee on Appropriations culminated weeks of long workdays with a vote on its version of the fiscal year 2016 state budget. So it came as something of a surprise to Caledonia Senator Jane Kitchell when Governor Peter Shumlin summoned her into his ceremonial office on Wednesday evening to discuss some possible revisions. Kitchell has served on the committee for 5 years now.
I do not recollect ever having proposals made after we've passed the budget.
Shumlin's late-session intervention has certainly ruffled some Senate feathers. The third-term Democratic governor doesn't understand the fuss.
When the bills have been ready to go to the floor, you express what you agree with, what you don't agree with, and you work with them to try to do what's sensible for Vermont. That's what I was hired to do, and that's what I'm trying to do.
What's, quote, sensible for Vermont, according to Shumlin, is another $10 million in reductions from the budget Kitchell's committee passed out Monday. The House and Senate were close to agreement on spending. Shumlin, however, now wants to cut back on payroll expenses and weatherization funding, among other things.
My point is a simple one. I think we need to cut another $10 million and reduce the need for additional taxes by that same amount. Vermonters do not want us raising every single tax that we can think of, and some that have never been thought of before.
Shumlin dismissed as, quote, foolish the revenue packages that House and Senate lawmakers would use for increased government spending next year. The dueling plans include expanding the sales tax to include soda, candy, and bottled water, and a 5% tax on satellite television services. Shumlin reserves his harshest language, though, for provisions that would limit the deductions that Vermonters can use to lower their income tax obligations. Asked how he wants to raise the money needed to pay for new government spending, Shumlin offered this.
Not taking away middle-class folks' ability to deduct their home interest when we want people to buy homes, and not from taking away seniors' ability to deduct their catastrophic medical expenses when they really get sick. That's just foolish tax policy.
Lawmakers' proposed changes to the income tax code hit rich taxpayers the hardest. Kitchell, the chairwoman of the Appropriations Committee, says it's no sure thing that Senate lawmakers will incorporate the governor's recommendations into their own budget plan. The Senate Committee on Appropriations will meet Friday to consider Shumlin's plan in more depth. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.